Grant and Kristen Strom from Knox County, Illinois. We are the Young Farmer and Rancher Achievement Award winners.
Congratulations. What is the award? What did you do to get it?
It's an application process that starts at your state level. So every state selects a winner. And this application is based off of financial achievement and strength of your farming operation, business growth and business model, Farm Bureau and other agriculture involvement, as well as community involvement. So it encompasses all those factors into a one extremely lengthy, detailed application. A lot of financials also put into it, and they use all those four components to decide the winners.
Kristen, what goes into filling out the application? What did you achieve to get this?
The application process, like my husband said, is a long process. This started about 3 years ago for us. My husband applied as a single and made it as the runner-up for our state, and was advised by our State Farm Bureau to add me to the application to make it stronger. While I'm not, my full-time job is not on the farm, we didn't know if that would help the application or not, but I'm really involved in our community, and I do work off the farm elsewhere. So I was added. We, you know, really had to reflect on our community, our commitment to our community, what we have going on in our farming operation, how we've grown over the last 10 years, and what we bring to the table that maybe other people don't. So put all that into the application through essay responses and to the different pieces that were required.
What do you learn through all of this?
Wow, what do we learn through all this? Yeah, we looked at our strengths and our weaknesses in terms of our farming operation, in terms of our leadership and what we have going on in our community and how we can be better involved. We looked at things that we felt that we can improve on, and the things that we knew that were already strengths of ours. And there's also, you know, a section on there that asked about our goals for the next 5 years. And so we're both very goal-oriented people, and knew that that would be a great reflection component for us of where do we want to be in 5 years? How about 10 years? And what do we do now, and where can we go from here?
Talk about those goals. What are they?
Well, we've had several goals. So this was a goal when we first got married we wanted to strive for 10 years ago. We have goals on our farm anywhere from what we want our average yield to increase in corn and soybeans on an annual basis, what we want our five-year average corn and soybean yields to be, goals of where we want our cattle herd to get built to, our hay sales, where we want them to be. We have personal goals in terms of where we'd like to see ourselves in Farm Bureau leadership, whether it's on the county, state, or national level. We both have goals possibly for, you know, running for elected positions, whether it's school board or something like that, and helping our community in that respect. So then just a lot of family goals. And the main goal being a family farming operation is making it sustainable for the next generation. We have three kids. My sister has a couple kids that are all close to the farm. So we're hoping that at least one of them will be interested in help taking it over, and hopefully all of them will expand businesses and expand operations to hopefully accommodate that.
Tell me about your operation.
We're corn, soybeans, hay, and cattle from West Central Illinois, Knox County. Most of our corn goes to, pretty much all of our corn goes to ethanol production. Soybeans, about 40% of it is seed stock for a couple different seed companies, and the rest is just commercial soybeans. About 20 head of Angus crossbred cattle that we, right now, are just kind of raising replacement heifers and keeping some steers and selling a few feeder steers. Then also we have kind of a growing hay and straw operation. We bale straw every couple of years and sell to customers anywhere from 2 to 200 bales at a time. We got about 7 or 8 hay customers that are buying grass, alfalfa hay on an annual basis.
How did you feel when your name was mentioned?
It was pretty amazing, because how they do it, you know, we knew we were in the top 10, so all the top 10 are up there. Then they first named the three runners up, and so you're kind of, you don't want to not get your name called at some point, but yet you want to wait until so by the time they say the three finalists, then they go to the winner, either your first or your fifth through 10th, and you just don't know. And so we were like squeezing each other's hands pretty tight when they said our name, and just we looked at each other and hugged and kissed, and we're so elated, and mouth kind of went dry at that point, and it's like, is this really happening? And my phone was actually buzzing before I even walked off the stage, because I know media was, especially Illinois media, was putting it on Facebook already. And by the time I think one of our IFB staffers went live on Facebook and was videotaping our acceptance speech, and my phone was starting to blow up before I even got off the stage. So that's just the age we live in now. So
tell me about the prizes.
Well, we're fortunate to win $35,000 towards a Chevy pickup of our choice, so we're real excited about that. We've always been Chevy owners, so that's great that it was a Chevy. And I know Ford's a great sponsor of Illinois Farm Bureau, and we get great discounts there, but I'm a Chevy guy, so as long as Illinois Farm Bureau's okay with that. But no, we're excited about that. Then we get paid trip to the Young Leader Conference in Pittsburgh in February along with it.
She probably won't tell me, so you tell me her name.
This is Georgia Strum. She's about 4.5 months, and she also has a 5-year-old sister at home and a 6-year-old brother at home.
Name it.
Gavin Strum and Layla.